In this video, we will practice truthful and gracious speech. People skill confidence grows through practice. We do not become warm, clear, and truthful speakers by wishing. We grow by bringing our words to Christ and practicing small, faithful steps. This week's practice is simple. Prepare one real-life message or conversation with warmth, clarity, and truth. It may be a text you need to send. It may be a conversation with a family member. It may be a workplace response. It may be a church or ministry conversation. It may be an apology. It may be a boundary. It may be an encouragement you have delayed. Start by asking four questions. First, what is the purpose of my words? Am I trying to encourage, clarify, repair, ask, decline, confess, set a boundary, or understand? If I do not know my purpose, my words may wander. Second, what is happening in my inward conversation? Am I rehearsing fear, shame, pride, resentment, approval seeking, or the need to win? Or am I speaking to myself with truth and grace before God? A gracious inward sentence may be, I can be honest without attacking. I can be kind without hiding. I can be clear without controlling. Third, what does agape love require? Agape love is Christ-shaped love that seeks the true good of another person before God. Agape love may soften my tone. It may shorten my message. It may help me ask a question first. It may also give me courage to say what I have been avoiding. Fourth, what should I leave out? Many conversations become heavier because people add too much. They add accusations, old stories, sarcasm, labels, assumptions, or spiritual language used to pressure someone. Truthful and gracious speech is not everything I feel poured out at once. It is speech shaped by Christ. Here is a practice sentence pattern. I value. I noticed. I feel. I need. I am asking. I am willing. I hope. For example, I value our friendship. I noticed our last conversation became tense. I feel concerned that we misunderstood each other. I would like to talk again more slowly. I am willing to listen first. That is warmer and clearer than you always twist what I say. As you practice, remember the safety and scope of this course. If a situation involves abuse, coercion, threats, violence, exploitation, workplace danger, legal matters, or serious harm, do not treat one better conversation as the full solution. Seek wise outside help and appropriate protection. Your words matter. In Christ, your words can become less reactive, less fearful, less harsh, less vague, and more full of grace and truth. Reflection question. What real message or conversation needs warmer clarity this week? Gentle next step, draft one message, pray over it, remove unnecessary heat, and add one sentence of grace.